Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much. But when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
I think SmackDown may actually be written for me these days. What a lucky boy I am. Also, hello my friends and welcome to Ups and Downs, the wrestling review show with me, Simon Miller, where I take my finger and I just point it around the place and the power that it has. Because people yell at this guy every single week, but look what I do. That's right, I kiss him. SmackDown also started this week with an absolutely amazing video recounting everything that's happened between Sami Zayn and Kevin Owens. And later we are going to have the KO show, where our first match was Cody Rhodes versus Ludwig Kaiser. Wunderbar. This was doubly exciting too, because I do not think this was an accident, because I have been bleating on for ages, bleh, like some kind of a sheep, that if Cody Rhodes does indeed win the WWE Unified Amazing World title at WrestleMania, one of his first opponents after the fact should be Gunther. They did everything at the Royal Rumble, and now we're just planting those seeds, because of course Ludwig is in Imperium, and Giovanni Vinci was right outside. Could also tell the story, can he beat this big man by slapping his meat? Wait a minute. We also had more narratives here, because Wade Barrett is all like, this Cody Rhodes. What if he gets injured before WrestleMania? Then what he's gonna do? What an absolute goober. The American Nightmare was also over like Rover here. People are always saying that saying. Who the hell is Rover? Who is he? I went through all my wrestling history books, and I've never heard of anybody called Rover, but man, he must have smashed it. Kaiser is also severely underrated because he can go, but when he got slammed by a suplex, out came Paul Heyman. Ruh-roh. The scrap continued because Ludwig started to work on Cody's leg, so Rhodes grabbed him and threw him into Alan the announce table. And do you know how Ludwig Kaiser then got back into this? He took Rhodes' neck and he went, and he choked him on the top rope. So I know I go on about this a lot, but I'm going on about it again. That's attempted murder. Somebody call the cops. Giovanni Vinci then cast distraction by basically whacking Cody Rhodes. It was like, oh no, he's going to lose. But actually, when Cody decided he would wind up the internet and he went for the pedigree, out came Solar Sokoa. I was like, what the flub is going on? But this is the one distraction in the history of distractions that makes sense, because if Sokoa came out, I'd be like, oh no, this guy's going to beat me up. Which is when Vinci threw his jacket into the ring. And this idiot referee was like, no, you're not allowed to throw clothes in here. And of course, once again, that caused a distraction, which is when Ludwig hit the most devastating move in all the sports entertainment surprise roll-up. But of course, he only got a two. Otherwise, he'd be going to WrestleMania. I think this is when Rhodes realized he had to be done with it, so he hit the cutter and he hit the crossroads and he got the 1-2-3. And I love matches like this, just two good people that you enjoy coming together and totally kicking ass. Giving it up. Given that Heyman and Sokoa were out here too, you just knew that something was going to happen. They weren't just going to go, well done, Cody, and leave. So something happened. Because Paul was being weird and apologised for ring announcer Samantha Irvin because he didn't think she'd done a good job saying, well done, Cody Rhodes. So instead, he was going to do it. When, of course, he just went, oh, Roman Reigns, I love Roman Reigns so much, he's the head of the table. So you really couldn't hang out with this guy, because I bet he just goes on about the tribal chief all the time. He'd be like, can we talk about anything else? When he was like, ha, Cody, I've got one last roadblock to throw at you, because before WrestleMania, you got to go to Raw, and yeah, you take it on Solo Sokoa. Huh. If he gets past that, Roman Reigns will be waiting on next week's SmackDown so they can have their big last face-to-face chat. I was like, why did Adam Pearce agree to this? Does he too not want this WrestleMania main event? Because now he's going to put it in jeopardy. Amazingly, Cody was more upset that Paul Heyman interrupted the fans singing his song, whoa, when he turned his attention to Solo once again and was all like, listen, man, I told you a few days ago, I tell you again now, you ain't ready. Rhodes then finishes with a wonderful line when he said, and Reigns isn't ready either. And I tell you, I ain't 100% sure that he is actually going to be successful at WrestleMania, because I've told you my conspiracy theory. I'll tell you it again. If originally it was meant to be The Rock versus Roman Reigns, The Rock wasn't going to win. So maybe Codes isn't either. This was really fun though, and you can just tell we're preparing to do something with Solo Sikoa, which is absolutely what we should do. Giving it an up. We then learned that our first match of WrestleMania weekend is going to be John Cena versus Austin Theory, and why the hell not? The crowd will go crazy for that. When out came Charlotte Flair. Now, she wanted to tell us that she didn't build her career on nepotism, she didn't build it on fear, and she didn't build it on insecurities. Now, going back to the nepotism bit, come on, who wouldn't do this? If my dad was Ric Flair, I would go downstairs every morning and go, whoa, chop chop, figure four, take my clothes off and strut around the place. Dad, can you go and make me a WWE superstar? Because I'd really appreciate it. Charlotte also said she knows the business is built on respect and not fear, which was a shot at Rhea Ripley, before she contradicted herself and said, but I do have insecurities. I was like, wait a minute, I just thought you said you didn't. Now, of course we do, we're all human beings, there's nothing wrong with it. She also then mentioned that she respects Rhea, but she doesn't fear her. I was like, man, Charlotte is saying everything twice. It's like she turned into the Macho Man Randy Savage. Say everything twice, say everything twice. And this is also how she felt about the likes of the Bellas and Oscar and Sasha Banks and Trish Stratus and anybody else she did mention, and look what happened to those guys. So when she does indeed conduct her hands, get in the ring with Ripley, she going down to Charlottetown. She didn't say that, I said that. This is why I'm never gonna get hired anywhere. The thing is though, around this point, the fans started to go, what? Because that chart is never gonna die, so we may as well accept it. And all of a sudden, good guy Charlotte Flair basically turned heel in the ring, and she was like, would you guys shut up? I'm trying to make an important point here. And this would be the equivalent of when Roman Reigns comes out and goes, oh my God, it's Roman Reigns. And he goes, oh man, I love you so much. It just doesn't happen. And then went back to Legacy because Charlotte said she will never be ashamed of where she comes from. And no, you shouldn't. You should embrace it. And diamonds are forever. And so is Charlotte Flair. When this was done, I was a little bit perplexed. I don't know whether WWE knows that Rhea Ripley is probably going to get cheered at WrestleMania, because that's just the way when you have someone that's about to break out and become a champion, which is what should happen. And because Charlotte has a bunch of stroke, she can do whatever she wants. But I was very, very confused. Although, here's a curveball for you. I'm basically going to do what Charlotte did. I actually quite liked it, because this is how a human being would react. If you went to give some kind of a speech, you're like, this is the most important speech of my life, and you had a bunch of people going, boo, boo, and they weren't saying boo-erns, you'd be like, listen, you schmoes, you are dickheads. I mean, there's nothing worse than carrying on your hero promo if nobody's buying it, and I actually think more wrestlers should be given this kind of leeway. Also, all that matters with this program is that Rhea Ripley becomes a champion at WrestleMania, and then we push her as hard as we can in 2023. I mean, we should get to WrestleMania 40, and she should still hold the titles, because she's ready to go. So I don't actually know what to do here, but I am going to give it an up, because I was intrigued, and also, this was far better than your normal, oh, I'm just such a good person promo. Screw that, be weird. And then, oh my gosh. Because it was LA Knight versus Rey Mysterio, after last week, La had gone up to Rey and said, hey man, I'll slap your kid around for you. So Rey had slapped him. I mean, you would have a match. And of course, the Mysterio family were at ringside, as Dommy Boy had told us on Raw. And fantastically, when LA Knight got introduced, he got another good reaction. And in fact, at one point, you had 50% of the arena going, Rey Mysterio, and you had 50% of the arena going, LA Knight. So I'm sorry, here's another dude that is gonna have to be pushed after Mania. Rey is still all speed, which is kind of crazy given that he's almost 50 years old. But the problem with that is, Knight is all power. So at one point he just grabbed Daddy Rey and he threw him into the floor. That'll do it. He then hit a neck breaker because he was trying to break Rey's neck. And as soon as Mysterio got back into this, Dominic's music hit, out he came. And honestly, the heat that he received on this evening, him and Rhea Ripley, are the two greatest things to ever happen in wrestling. Look at my face, I'm not kidding. It also allowed LA to knock Rey off the top rope where he booted him right in the head. And when Mysterio went for the 619, LA Knight stopped him. But when Rey Mysterio went for 619 number two, Dominic went, nah, you ain't doing it, daddy. And he grabbed his leg. Amazingly too, Knight then hit the most devastating move in all the sports entertainment, the surprise roll up. And the ref went one, and the ref went two, and I watched his damn hand. And it went three. Flub me sideways. Now that is amazing because it just is, but also, oh, thank goodness for that. We haven't had a surprise roll-up win on wrestling TV for ages, or at least a long time for wrestling, and I was starting to worry that people had forgotten. Thankfully, they do remember how devastating it is. Bring it down. And then between WWE and AEW, we are really rocking and rolling this year. So I am going to give this an up because seeing LA Knight beat Rey Mysterio was fantastic. But then this whole thing got even better. Now, I was ready to do this at the Hall of Fame, but who cares when you do it? Just pull the trigger as and when. Because Dominic Mysterio was all like, Daddy Rey Mysterio, I want to fight you at Mania. And I was like, I told you, man, you're so boring. You're such a boring person. I'm not doing this. And he left. As he was going, though, Dom did indeed go to address his family. And he started talking to his mum and sister. And was all like, man, mum, you were deadbeat mum. You married my deadbeat dad. And Leah, you're a moron. And then he caught right in mumsy's face and went, shut up, mum. I was dying. This is the worst person on the planet, and I really want to give him a hug. Now, I do have to say, Ray, why the hell did you invite your family to SmackDown when you knew that Dominic was going to do this? But of course, it was all part of the plan, because when he saw the love of his life, the mother of his children, his wife get talked to this way, he went to Dom, he smacked him onto the floor and was all like, right, now you've crossed the line. That was the line. You don't talk to her like that. So you want to fight at WrestleMania? It's on. And the reaction to this, don't come into my house and say WWE's not done a good job. I'm not gonna lie, I still think Dominic should win that because some men just wanna watch the world burn. Also, he's a condom. He's been in jail. He's been through far worse things than this, but I am so damn excited about it. So it's a massive round of applause. This has been absolutely smashed and it's gigging up. And then we got a qualifying match for the WrestleMania showcase.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much. But when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
I don't know. But it was Natalya and Shotzi taking on Xia Li and Lacey Evans. And I was like, what the hell has happened to these two? They have been repackaged so many times, but it doesn't go anywhere. It's the equivalent of this. And you're just walking around, you don't know what you're doing. Raquel Rodriguez and Liv Morgan were also at ringside, but seriously, they should have just watched the highlights. It went 3 minutes and not a lot happened. Still boiled down to the fact that Evans accidentally hit Xia Li with the women's right. So Shotzi and Natalya hit the heart attack and then Natalya locked in the sharpshooter and Xia Li tapped out. Don't know what I'm doing. So they are going to Mania, and look, I just couldn't get over the fact that Lacey Evans and Xia Li were in this from nowhere. The last time I saw Lacey Evans, I thought she was supposed to be like bad army person, and Xia came out with a hoodie and helped damage control. So yeah, it got me right in the tum-tum. I'm gonna have sleepless nights about this because I'm a weird guy. This is getting it down. And then look, it did get a little bit better because Ronda Rousey and Shayna Baszler came out, or Balder, as my autocorrector decided to write. It's the second time on this evening that people were trying to troll me. And they basically went, you're all a bunch of losers and we're putting ourselves into the showcase match. And I was like, why does everybody else have to qualify and not you? Look, I don't mind these matches. I think it's important to get as many people on the WrestleMania card as possible because it is WrestleMania. But yeah, this one was a swing and a miss, mostly because it's 2 + 2 = potato. Doesn't make any sense. Although I will say post-WrestleMania, should Baszler or Balder and Rousey absolutely tear apart the division and become the champs? Yes. And then we up the intensity. Good. Because it was a contract signing, naturally, for the Intercontinental Championship. So out came Drew McIntyre, out came Adam Pearce, and out came Sheamus. And as has been the way recently, the Irishman was all like, hey, Drew. And he's Scottish. He's Irish. I can't do Irish. He was all like, Drew, I hate the way you've been treating me recently. You're an absolute asshole. And in fact, you should step aside and just let me have the match. Well, I don't think it works that way. And McIntyre jumped in and said as much. And he's also said, look, last week we beat the hell out of each other and we should have gone to the bar afterwards. I have no idea what's wrong with Drew's voice. But you just had to be a sensitive Sally. And I was like, there ain't nothing wrong with being sensitive. If you're a sensitive person, that's totally fine. Then Drew really upped the ante because he was like, listen, I know I can beat Gunther and we all know you can't. You tried and you failed. So they were ready for fisticuffs when Adam Pearce was like, please just sign the deal. When Gunther finally arrived, I was like, why wasn't he here already? He was also mad because everybody is mad and he got right in Pearce's face and was like, you need to tell me why I have to do a triple threat match. This is why I love Gunther. He just signed the deal anyway. But well, I don't like it, but I'll still whoop everybody's ass. Gunther then promised to beat up everyone, saying, I'll beat you, Drew McIntyre, I'll beat you, Sheamus, I'll beat you, Ridge Holland. And he kind of looked at Butch like he was some sort of alien, and Butch didn't appreciate that. He jumped over the table, and all of a sudden we had a massive brawl. I mean, you would do that too, though, wouldn't you? Because you're like, what am I, some kind of afterthought? What is this, my family Christmas time? When it was announced that we were getting Butch versus Gunther. So I was like, man, this is the best SmackDown ever. Hyperbole. Also, if you are a UK indie scene fan like I am, you know why this carries so much weight. And they absolutely went to town on each other, including this boot that Gunther gave to the former Pete Dunne. I mean, he took his shoe and he just whammed him right in the skull. Gunther also hit Butch so hard with a chop. I mean, it was like, I genuinely thought that wrestling may have changed direction. And even when Butch tried to fight back, he just got floored again. I mean, this dude was getting tonked. There's a really cool bit when Butch didn't go for the armbar, but Gunther was able to reverse it into a Boston Crab and then a crossface, which is when Butch was like, well, I know what I can do. You may be big, but you got fingers. I'm gonna snap him. He wasn't able to do that because Gunther just chopped him again. It's like the first time you play someone on WWE 2K23 and you just mash the button. When he stepped on Butch's face. That's right. He took his foot and he stepped on it. And I was like, man, it's really getting disgusting. If you listen hard enough too, you could hear a slight bruiserweight chant in the crowd, so there's still hope yet. Keep your fingers crossed. And basically, because Gunther went to the outside and he looked at Drew and he looked at Sheamus, all of a sudden everybody was fighting. And poor Ridge Holland went into Rita the ring post. However, that was basically enough to cause a distraction because Butch was like, there's too much happening on the outside. So Gunther gave him the last symphony, 1, 2, 3, but I tell you, all of this was absolute gold. Then it got even better because the Intercontinental Championship contenders were facing off with each other, and even though Drew McIntyre hit Gunther with a claymore, I'm sorry, he was definitely trying to hit Sheamus, so they all hate each other. It really does feel like we should care about this belt again too, and when was the last time we were able to do that? I am giving all of this an up, and you should go out of your way to see it. And then the Street Profits let me down. I mean, damn it. Because they were talking about their showcase match at WrestleMania, where, of course, Ricochet and raw Braun Strowman will be involved. And when they were taking the mick out of their chemistry, they were like, they do have one thing in common. They're bald. I'm sorry, are they not meant to be good guys? Am I not meant to like them? Are bald people meant to hate the Street Profits? Do you think I chose this? Do you think I woke up one day and went meh and had all my hair fall out? No, it's something I had to embrace and it's something that I had to understand. And I don't appreciate people like you taking the mick out of me. This is when Braun and Rick turned up too because they confront them and I was like, yeah, hit them, get them, these sons of ditches. So now there's only one thing we can do. I'm giving it a down. That's right. We need more respect. When we go outside, you know, it's a little bit colder as well, and we have to wear a hat. Nobody ever thinks about these things. So there's me throwing my toys out of the pram when we got to our main event segment, and it was the KO show, and I just loved every second of it. Because Sami Zayn was his guest, and they were laughing and joking to begin with, because Kevin Owens was like, did I do it properly? Because I know you wanted to come out here by yourself so you could get a massive pop. And Sam was actually a little bit put out by that. He was like, I don't want to talk about backstage stuff. Let's talk about WrestleMania. They also underlined how great their friendship has been and tied it all into their history because they started in Montreal and now they are going to the showcase of the Immortals. And if everything goes right, this is me looking at the WrestleMania sign, they will become the tag team champions. Yeah, that's a pretty damn good story. To celebrate the occasion, Kevin also had a present for Sami, which at first seemed to be the brand new KO Mania t-shirt. Always enjoy seeing that. But actually, it now says KO Mania on the back, because on the front it reads WrestleZania. And whoever came up with that, I'm coming around your house
and I'm going to bake you a cake.
And then acted like they weren't going to hug, but then they did hug, and I was like, oh my gosh, they're hugging. When the Usos attacked them and laid out Sami Zayn with the 1D before Kevin Owens chased them off with a chair. But honestly, the heat they got for that, Jimmy and Jay all right by me. This is how SmackDown ended too, so it was absolutely delicious. But look, we're just going a bit crazy here. I'm 99% sure the only reason Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn did this, because it's a bit like, tee-hee-hee, this is what KO used to do. But it did kind of feel like we were planting some seeds here that these two were going to break up. But again, I'm 99% sure that I'm just making this up in my head and it was done for lols. But there's still that 1%. Come here, I'm going to tell you. If he did turn on Sami Zayn at WrestleMania and that's why he lost, I wouldn't be totally against it. Some men just want to watch the world burn. But of course, I'm going to give it an up. Everybody is doing great work, especially because Roman Reigns doesn't turn up to every show, which is perfectly cool. He has earned that plaudit. But I cannot wait to see what we actually do at Mania. Because I tell you, there are twists and turns coming, and I can't see them at all. And that just makes for really good TV. So it's another SmackDown, which is going to get an up. And please make sure that you like the video, share the video, and subscribe, and click one of the videos on the screen. And you've got to come back tomorrow. Because Rampage is now on Saturday night, so we'll up those downs on Sunday, which means there's basically wrestling on television all of the time, and I'm really tired. Thank you for supporting me. It's WrestleMania next week. Where the hell does the time go? Goodbye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.